This is Senior Talk, presented by Heartfelt Care at Home on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM and 92.5 FM. Here is your host, Greg Koopman.
Good morning and welcome to Senior Talk, presented by Heartfelt Care at Home, right here and only on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM and 92.5 FM. I'm Greg Koopman, your host for Senior Talk, founder and owner of Heartfelt Care at Home, Colorado Springs' most trusted senior in-home care provider. Be sure to visit us online today at heartfeltcareathome.com. Joining us in the studio this morning, first-time guest to Senior Talk, Mia Quindones with At Home Healthcare, a local skilled home health company here in Colorado Springs. Mia, thank you so much for taking the time to join us this morning. Welcome to Senior Talk.
Thank you so much, Greg, for inviting us. We really appreciate the opportunity.
Fantastic. Well, we have a lot of information to cover today. I want to really take the time to educate our listeners on skilled home health, what that is, the benefits of it. Before we dive in, you know, I always like to give our guests an opportunity. Take a little bit of time and share with our listeners a little bit about your background and really what led you down the path that brought you to where you are today.
Well, nursing itself actually has always been a passion of mine. It's something that I have decided very early on in my life that it will be the route that I will go. My grandparents actually were the big influence on that. I grew up with two elderly grandparents. My grandmother was blind and my grandfather was severely Parkinson's disease. And so at early age, I ended up having to do a lot of personal care and things for my grandparents, and that really installed a passion for nursing, care for others, and really being able to make somebody else's life easier. And that kind of what set the path. My grandfather bought medical dictionaries for me when I was 10 years old, and it always kind of stayed. That was my present, yes. And so yes, that's how I started. I originally did critical pediatric care.
Oh, wow.
And special needs. So that was kind of where I started. And eventually I moved to home health services. And I really loved the home health and uniqueness of home health. What is very different to home health than any other setting that attracted me is that individual need, the ability to address, you know, individual patients and their needs and what they need.
Yeah, about as personalized as you
yes,
can get, yeah.
It is very, very personal, and it's very dear to my heart because I do feel that we quite often make that difference. Can the patient stay home, or do they have to go into the skilled facility? And having to have an opportunity to be part of that decision-making and allow somebody to have that decision-making ability, it is really the most wonderful.
Fantastic. And with a career in nursing, now you're in a management role of managing nurses. And I always say it takes the right nurse to manage a group of nurses, doesn't it?
Well,
that's a loaded question, of course.
Yes. You know, I have been fortunate to manage not only nurses, but we also have a significant therapy department. Management itself, I like that piece because not only that you can help the patients, but you can also set the high quality standard care. And so that's really the piece that is exciting for me.
Fantastic. So At Home Healthcare, who is At Home Healthcare?
So At Home Healthcare is actually not new to our community. We have been around for probably about 15 years. Originally, when we started as a life care. Within the last 4 years, we have been acquired by LHC Group. LHC Group is one of the largest skilled in-home providers. We have probably about 800 offices coast to coast. We have been fortunate to be part of the community for the last 15 years. Our care kind of intakes a lot of the skilled services. We provide skilled nursing, skilled therapy services that incorporates physical therapy, occupational therapy, speech therapy. We also provide social work for the patients that do need it. And we also provide some home aid services as well. For the additional needs on home health services, we generally partner with other skilled providers and non-skilled providers. Your company is one that we always highly recommend, just because the caregivers are very good trained, and so we get to care collaborate quite good. So
absolutely, and we'll get into that collaboration a little bit as far as how important that is to really make sure you have a comprehensive team in place addressing all of your care needs, and then making sure all of those pieces of the puzzle, if you will, are working together the right way. You know, like you mentioned, you know, LHC Group is a larger national group, but what I've always appreciated about at-home health is it's part of a larger group, but I like to say you have the national support that you need to be successful, but you have local control, which means your overlying entity gives your local office the power, if you will, or the authority to manage it locally. And that local approach to care is so huge to a successful care scenario.
And thank you so much for pointing that out, because yes, you know, we are very much so a large corporation, but we are very much so moms and pops when it comes to actually how we provide our care. Specifically in Colorado Springs, we have different demographic groups, different needs than maybe other territories do, and so we get to make our little impact on how do we want to be part of our community and what really means to our own community when it comes to the care. A lot of our healthcare and the way how we approach it is dictated by the needs of our patients and demographic population that we serve.
Right. Right, and your clinicians have been with you forever.
That
and that's
is
one of the things that I look at when I'm looking to partner with a company, who to recommend. I look at management and how long the current management's been in place, the internal team, and the clinicians, the field staff. And one thing about at-home health is your field staff, they don't leave. They've been with you all along the way, some probably those entire 15 years that you've been here in the community.
Yes, that is correct. We have been very fortunate that we have dedicated staff, very competent staff. I mean, I can brag on my team for probably another whole show. I have been very blessed to have a wonderful team that I do. We really do.
Now, does your industry, I know our industry is just, it's wild when it comes to the turnover rate that you see from the actual field staff. Like non-medical home care last year reached a record high turnover of 86%, which is horrible. Proud to say we're like 20%, but is that something that home health traditionally sees, not specifically at home health? We know your team stays, but is that something that you see a lot in the skilled realm as well?
Yes, that is very characteristic of other home health agencies. Like I said, we have been fortunate to have our team in place for a very long time, but turnover with the home health is really something that is a big setback, because it does affect the care that you provide and your ability to provide the care to the community. Now, in our case with the turnover, we, like I said, we have had very, very low turnover, and generally it's because people are military families and they will move out of the area. But most of our employees are with us since the start, and the employees that we're acquiring are because we have been growing as a company. And that truly does impact the ability to provide the care, because it does impact the training, the clinical competency, the availability of the staff, the familiarity with the situation, with the demographic group, with community, with other community resources that we need to partner with.
And consistency.
Yes.
You know, I always say with skilled home health, you may have it now and then you improve. And the question isn't whether or not you're going to need it again in the future. It's when you're going to need it again in the future.
And
to have the peace of mind to be able to contact the company you've had a great experience before and have that same, therapist come out and work with you. So the services you briefly highlighted, again, recap for our listeners, what services does at-home healthcare offer?
So we offer skilled home health services. And under the skilled home health services, that would incorporate skilled nursing services, physical therapy, occupational therapy, speech therapy, social work for, our patients that do need it, and then home health aid. With the skilled nursing services, we have a very high clinical competency programs for our nurses. So our nurses are very much so equipped to handle high acuity clinical conditions such as heart disease, pulmonary disease processes, diabetic disease process, and everything else that, we see these days as being very most prevalent mm-hmm. with our population. Wound care services as well. I probably should emphasize a little bit more on the wound care services because we do have specifically skilled nurses to provide wound care for the different types of wounds, and we work with local wound care centers to make sure that the care is optimal. As far as the physical therapy and occupational therapy, we do major physical therapy programs. Specifically, our company actually has programs that are geared to certain population, which is very unique to at-home healthcare. We have Parkinson's disease program. We have incontinence control program. We have active balance programs. We have our LSVT program. So our therapy department goes beyond just regular in-home rehab. So there is a little bit of that fluctuation or what we can cover and really provide a lot more services.
Personalized, yes. It sounds like, yes. Because as much as I see the industry trying to pretend there's a cookie cutter approach to care, whether it's non-medical or skilled or, hospital care or any care. The reality is, as much as we want to pretend there is, there's not a cookie cutter approach to any of it. And when you can fine tune those specialties or those disease specific or condition specific needs and services, it's about as personalized as you can get. And your outcomes are going to be entirely different than if you just try to put a Band-Aid over it in a cookie cutter type of way.
Yes, and for us, I personally care about every patient that we serve. And so for me is personally to be able to achieve the best outcome for that individual and really give them what they need specifically. And so we have an opportunity to work as a team and individually on really those individualized needs.
I'm going to ask, it's probably a basic question, but some of our listeners may have the confusion. I know the question's come up for me several times out when I'm working with clients, and the question is, what's the difference between physical therapy and occupational therapy?
So with the physical therapy, what we're looking at, it's usually, generally, it's a large muscle groups that physical therapist works on. Physical therapy will really have a lot of impact on your balance, transfers, and really walking and gait. Occupational therapy tends to be a little bit more fine-tuned detail where we're targeting a small muscle groups. If you are experiencing difficulty with ADLs, brushing your hair, brushing your teeth, having ability to safely bath in a shower and things like that. Some of the areas do interlap, and so that care collaboration tends to be very important, but in general, that's what we're looking.
Fantastic. Now, is there a scenario that you typically see more patients giving you a call with than others? Is there a common time when people need skilled home health care?
Yes, it tends to kind of go in intervals, and especially like October through March when we are experiencing flu season, we tend to get a lot of calls, not only from our referral sources, but from the patients themselves too, because this is usually when people will experience a flu, and then maybe if they have underlying pulmonary condition, they will experience exacerbation with that, and that's when we will start getting calls. People asking us, can we take them? What are the circumstances under which we can take them? And questions like that.
Okay. While we're on that topic, let's get your phone number and contact information out for our listeners today. So our listeners want to get in touch with At Home Health, what is the best phone number that they can give you a call on?
It is 719-227-8624. And our fax number is 719-227-8753.
All righty, fantastic. So listeners curious about if at-home health or if they qualify or could benefit from skilled home health services, be sure to give our friends at At-Home Health a call. I want to take a moment. I want to talk about something I guess I'll label as safe transitions, transitional care. I see it a lot. A lot of times we'll get the call when we're coming out of, say, a hospital or a rehab setting, maybe coming back home. You know, how important is it to have services like skilled home health, maybe other services in place upon that discharge back home?
Well, that is really, I'm glad you touched on that, because that is actually probably one of the most imperative steps to the successful transition. And so the discharge planning really should start in a hospital, knowing what the transition plan will be for that specific patient. With that in mind, patients also need to be very much so aware of what their support system looks like and try to be more objective about their own ability to be successful in a home. What we do as a home health, when we get our referral from the home health, from the hospital or from doctor's office, one of our account executives will go and meet with that person individually and kind of explain what the home health admission looks like, what is the time frame that we're looking at, and answer any questions that patient may have at that point. Really, the planning itself is very individualized and depends from the patient to the patient.
Sure.
If we have patients that are very high acuity, I myself will go out and meet with them, as well as the clinical setting clinicians where they are currently. So we will have a little care conference meeting to talk about what the patient expectation is, what are they moving to, what is it that the home setup is, what is the support system that they have. Are we looking into them being a same-day admission? Do they need to have special equipment in a home before we start? And so it's really individualized for the patient so that we can make sure that transition is made safely and successfully. A lot of the time that will also involve identifying non-skilled services that we need to have for an additional support in a home. So the plan is really made based on that particular patient need.
Well, and planning is everything. And I always want to encourage our listeners, our professionals within the community as well, but listeners who may be in the hospital rehab or have a loved one who's in the hospital rehab, you know, when you first get to that hospital, that's when you should start planning and preparing for your discharge back home. Even if it's several weeks out, the earlier you start, the more educated you can become and the more pieces of that puzzle you can put together. So the success that you're going to experience once you do get home and having those pieces in place is going to make all the difference in the world. Now, with skilled home health, have you found that skilled home health services reduce the likelihood of a patient maybe having to go back to a hospital or a nursing facility once they get back home?
Yes. Really, I think the big impact on that is the actual individual planning, really knowing what are the needs of that particular individual. We as a home health also provide additional services such as telehealth monitoring if we have scored the patient to be very high risk for rehospitalization. We do 7.7 touches, which means for the first 7 days, somebody is continuously in a contact with you. We try to spread services where you are seeing a discipline per day. So we're actually visualizing you having that one-on-one conversation, really realizing if there's any issues that are, arising that we need to be addressing at the moment. We also implement a lot of the phone calls. Combination of these factors and part of the planning will really be the one that will prevent going back to the hospital. And that needs to be a huge aim to really prevent that rehospitalization, yeah. Because generally if the patient goes back to the hospital, they will actually have a lot harder time regaining the strength that they had before.
Wow. Wow. What a tremendous benefit to be able to access these services to ensure your success once you get back home. I mean, that's what it comes down to. And I say to this day, nobody wants to leave their home. And each time you go to that hospital, especially if you're going back and forth to the hospital, the likelihood of you being able to go back home and stay at home, it decreases every time you're going in and out. Absolutely. Now, let's talk about qualifications, you know, requirements in order to qualify for skilled home health. I mean, are doctor's orders needed?
Yes. Normally, what I have experienced in the past is that people think that you have to have maybe a surgical procedure or, you know, be in the hospital in order to qualify for the home health. That is not necessarily truth. We often get referrals that are just from doctor's office as well because you went to your regular visit and we now, you know, have started you on a new medication and you need some additional teaching for that medication and maybe the lifestyle changes that you need to incorporate to be successful. And so we generally have to have a referral, which is history and physical for the patient. We need to have the insurance information so we can set you up in a system. And then we do need to have doctor's order. A lot of the time, doctor order tends to be very generic, what they send. Once when we receive that, you know, we can call from the office, that specific doctor's office, and really get exactly what we need.
Okay. Now, you mentioned insurance. So this is a service that is covered by most insurance or Medicare. This is a service that's covered by that?
Medicare covers home health at 100% rate.
Great.
Other insurances are actually very good about covering it as well. We take very little copay, and in a lot of instances, no copay at all. Because as long as there is a skill need and we can show that there is that skill need.
Now, we have a large veteran population here in Colorado Springs area as well. Is this something that the VA typically covers as well?
Or? Yes, we work with TRICARE very closely, and we actually do serve quite a bit of the veteran population for different needs.
Now, I'm going to ask, it's a loaded question, but I'm going to ask it anyway because I think it's important to highlight the answer to it. But do patients have a choice in which home health care agency they work with?
Yes, that is absolutely patient choice and patient preference. That's one of the Medicare requirements. And what I always tell the patients, really what you need to be looking at when you're looking for the home health is how well they are established within your community. So what are the additional resources that they partner with? What are the star ratings? How well are they rated at the Medicare site? Our particular agency is 4.5 stars out of the 5 stars. And this is not only specific to at home in Colorado Springs, but rather nationwide. So those are some of the things that you really need to be looking at. What are the specialty programs that specific home health agency has that can benefit you? But patient absolutely has choice.
Excellent. I like to highlight that a lot of times, and it's not just within our community, it's throughout the country as far as the healthcare process. We may be swayed in a different direction or told we have to go to a particular place for rehab or a particular place for home healthcare, and that patient choice, the right of patient choice, is such a huge, important thing to highlight. Find the company, find the setting, the scenario, the clinicians that work best for your needs in your scenario. Because it can be personalized. There's not a cookie-cutter way to do this.
No, and patients need to be their own advocates and really ask for this data when they're being recommended to the home health. Because that does impact the quality of care that they will receive and really the outcomes that they're going to be able to achieve.
So how long can patients expect to receive skilled home health services?
That question is very hard to kind of answer specifically just because each patient is different. You know, typically, let's say that we receive the patient who just need skilled rehab for knee replacement, we might be looking at about 4 weeks of in-home rehab if there is no any underlining conditions. what often happens is that our patients generally have one reason why they're admitted to the home health, but then they do have a lot of other comorbidities, which impacts their ability to be successful and how long they need to have services. But bottom line, in a nutshell, is that we provide those services as long as they are needed for the patient.
Right.
And in the cases where, you know, patients have hit plateau and maybe we cannot help them any further, we will help them partner with other community resources that can address needs going forward.
Excellent. So if there is that continued need, you're not just going to say, good luck, you're on your own,
no.
You know, excellent. And I appreciate that approach.
Absolutely not. We will transition you, and we will really make sure that transition is good for you and work with you and whoever we're transitioning you to. Yeah.
From another care professional's perspective, I appreciate that, because it's not always the case. We'll get the call of someone who maybe had services in place, not specifically home health, and they probably could still benefit from some things, and they were just kind of left in the dust.
You know, with the unique thing with home health is that we do have that ability to really address additional needs, identify them and address them. And, you know, as part of this community, we always want to do the best for every single individual, because that is what it means to be part of the community.
Now, Mia, you've been in skilled home health and in nursing, in the clinical side of things for a long time. How has home health, skilled home health, changed over the years that you've been working in it?
Well, home health has really changed tremendously. In 1990s, you know, home health wasn't as regulated. You could provide as many visits as you wanted to. Then we moved to the PPS system, where we were based, the performance was based on service that we have provided. Starting the January of 2020, we're actually moving to the PDGM system, which is going to be very significant to the home health, because Medicare and Medicaid services are now emphasizing on paid for performance and really ensuring that we provide quality care and achieve positive outcomes in order to be reimbursed. So it has evolved quite a bit. It went from just nursing itself to now incorporating the therapy, the speech therapy, to really have intradisciplinary collaboration of care and requiring the additional community resource and partnership as well.
Fantastic. Now, we're starting to run a little short on time here. Before we go, what can you highlight, I would say, is the biggest differentiator between at-home healthcare and the other skilled home health agencies here in Colorado Springs?
I would definitely highlight our presence in the community for the last 15 years, specialty programs that we have that are very unique to at-home healthcare, high clinical competency standards for our clinicians, the training that we have for the clinicians. And then at the end of the day, like I always say, we would always love to get that phone call. Even if we cannot help you, we will at that point help you find who actually can, and transition you so you're not at home without having any services.
Fantastic, Mia. We are about out of time, but I can't thank you enough for coming on the show today and educating us on skilled home health and the benefits of at-home health care.
Thank you, Greg. We really appreciate the opportunity and to be part of the community.
Before we go, let our listeners know one more time, what's the best phone number that they can get in touch with you to find out more about your services, maybe learn about the process on getting that referral and doctor's orders in place to start up some services?
And that phone number would be 719-227-8624.
Fantastic. Thank you again for coming on the show today.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Before we go, I want to remind listeners that you can find out more information about Heartfelt Care at Home online at heartfeltcareathome.com or by giving us a call at 719-362-0094. Again, that's 719-362-0094. Be sure to join us next Sunday and every Sunday at 8 a.m. right here and only on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM for another edition of Senior Talk presented by Heartfelt Care at Home.